Hey everybody, it's Kimmy. So this is a vlog I've been wanting to do for a really, really long time. Actually, it's a podcast because this is in voice form, but I've been wanting to do this for a really long time, and I think I put out some sort of picture about it maybe a month ago saying I was going to do it. A lot of stuff has happened since then. Busy, 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 but I finally have put it all together, and it's a vlog about anxiety. Because I think it's really, really important to realize that this is something that's, A, it's big right now, B, it's been big, and C, it's going to get bigger because we're living our lives in front of people constantly. More so than we ever were before. And even if you're not posting a lot, even if you're still friends with this person and friends with that person, and you have a Facebook profile or you have an Instagram something, like, you have a life online somewhat. If you don't, props. I guess you feel as though you don't need it. But it's big now. It's going to get even bigger later. So I wanted to put this out there. It's relevant to me. It's something I've dealt with for a really long time. And yeah. So it's just a vlog about anxiety. I deal with it. Even though it doesn't seem like I deal with it, I really do. I feel restless and anxious some days. Sometimes for no reason, other times for a reason. I've been dealing with it lately, just thinking about a few options and decisions that I have to make before getting home from this, where I am right now. And it's not too bad. See, that's the thing about anxiety, is you say you have it, and people, oh no, are you okay? Are you gonna be all right? And while I appreciate that reaction, it's a good reaction, but yeah, Linda, I'm fine, okay? But I got this going through my brain, and this, and this, and this, and even though in total I'll be okay, it will be okay, it's just, it's anxiety. We all have it, and a lot of times, more so than not, I've been thankful for it when it's not been something that's, you know, too overwhelming or too paralyzing or something that keeps me up at night. Obviously, I'm not thankful for those moments. In retrospect, I am, but I don't like those moments as they're happening. But what I do like is the anxieties that tell me to stay away from something I don't really like anymore. Or the anxiety that's kind of teaching me who I am as I'm finding out who I am through trial and error. I'm realizing what my red flags are, I guess is what you would say. But something that's important to realize is that it's normal. Like, I know there's different severities. I've gone through bad spells as well, more and more rare and fewer and further between, because I guess perks of getting older, you kind of learn yourself a little bit, but it doesn't mean the older you get, definitely doesn't mean the older you get, the less anxiety. Maybe more so in some cases, because, I mean, as you get older, I feel like you have more people in your life, you have more to juggle, you're busier, you know, you're building a life more and more around other people's lives as you get older. You know, when you're young and you're in high school or you're in school, or it's you, right? It's just you, and you have support from your family, or you don't, or, you know, something that can either help you out or take away from what you have going on. But that's a whole nother vlog for a whole nother time. But, you know, I feel as though when you get older, you have more things to worry about, but you're also more prepared for it. You know, you're responsible for more, and life is just, that's the thing. It's just life. it's a normal human characteristic, and it's fine. Anxiety and depression alone, like, you can have a random Thursday where you don't say you're off and you just don't feel like being around people or getting out of bed because you're dealing with something. It's not a showstopper like people think it might be. So, you know, just don't feel so bad about it if you have it. And definitely don't make someone else who has it feel like there is something wrong for dealing with it. I get being cautionary to anxiety, I get it, but, you know, you obviously want to make sure, you know, you don't know how detrimental that person, whatever they're going through, might be, and how bad the anxiety might be, There's never, you know, obviously there's the severe case of, oh, is this person going to hurt someone else or themselves? And you want to be obviously weary of that, but you also don't want to treat the normal anxious person or somebody who deals with it like that at all times. And, you know, I've realized the times where my mind's uncontrollably spinning, I feel like it needs that to work out what's important and what's not. You know, like, that's my next point, is just sometimes more than others, you can chill on a subject and it's not really, it doesn't really bother you that much. Whereas other times, the wheels are constantly uncontrollably spinning. Crazy thoughts are going through your head. And it's just working, it's just your brain working through the situation. And it gives you anxiety, and it is what it is, but eventually it'll even out. And I mean, that's me. I have anxiety, restlessness sometimes, especially if I don't work out. You know, working out is kind of like, I guess you would say, my drug, because it's a cure-all. But that's a whole nother vlog for a whole nother time, because I feel as though your body needs to move and work with your mind. So I feel like that's something that helps anxiety naturally. But we as humans, we just have a lot going on in life. Decisions to make constantly, people to please, things to juggle, ourselves to please, bills to pay, mistakes we've made that's biting us in the ass right now or not. It's a mind thing, but it's necessary. And yeah, it's all how you cope with it though. And I'm just gonna leave you with the fact that you should do healthy shit to work it out and not feel bad about it. You know, write things down. Visually seeing something written down that's in my head helps me. Doesn't even have to be good or bad. You know, good things help me. Like when I wanted to move to LA, I just wrote it down. And seeing that written back down to me had some sort of different effect on me. It made it more real. And so will maybe thoughts that you're having. You'll maybe even be able to look at the paper and be like, that's ridiculous. Why am I even thinking this? No, that's definitely not the case. It helps you put in perspective some things. But it just sits with you differently when you start working on anxiety in healthy ways. And just talk to people who either help you when you're going through it, or people that have gone through it, regardless of who they may be. And seeking help seems, obviously, it's kind of cliche. Don't feel so bad about seeking help. But it's honestly just a strategy. It's being smart about where you want to end up. It's asking for business advice. That's what dealing with your anxiety is. You're trying to function your brain so that it can maneuver better in the future. Is all you're doing. It's a strategy. If you want to continue on and do healthy things, do good things. And all the cliche things work, and obviously but you have to see it. You have to actually bring yourself to that moment and realizing that on your own. So yeah, I just wanted to throw this out there, and regardless of what anyone else's life looks like, it's all about how that person feels inside. Because going for exterior things that don't make you feel internally good, they're pointless. So on the other flip side of that, what somebody else's life looks like from the outside, you're just not able to gauge their happiness at all. But that's all I got for today. This is probably the longest rant I've ever gone on. And yeah, I hope you guys have a good day.